Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip. And in the last video, I talked to you about when to avoid questions while we're preaching the gospel. And so if somebody were to bring up questions unrelated to the gospel, these are questions we should avoid. We should do it in a nice and polite and respectful way, but it's not worth spending the time to answer that question because it has nothing to do with them getting to heaven or hell. But in this video, what I want to talk about is when to answer questions. So there is definitely a time to avoid questions, but we need to understand when we should answer questions as well. And so point number one is obviously answer questions if it is related to what we're talking about. So as we're going through the gospel presentation, we're going to bring up things like heaven and hell. We're going to bring up things like the nature of God, that Jesus is God, and maybe a brief explanation of the Trinity or something like that. But letting them know that Jesus Christ is God and he is the Savior, the only way to heaven. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, how good works have nothing to do with salvation. Repentance of sins has nothing to do with salvation. Baptism has nothing to do with salvation. And we're going to talk about eternal security because somebody must understand the gift of God is eternal life to be saved. They must understand the record that God gave his son. So we're going to bring up a lot of stuff that is related to salvation. And these are things they must understand. So if somebody asks you a question like, well, how do you know that hell is real? Well, you should give them a Bible verse and explain it and show them that hell is real. Or if they say, well, you know, where does the Bible say that Jesus is God? Well, I mean, you should show them a verse that shows them Jesus Christ is God. Or, you know, how do you know that the Trinity is true? Well, you should show them a verse that shows the Trinity. Or, you know, if they say something like, well, I've always heard people say you must repent of your sins to be saved. Here's the thing. That might be an indication that you might need to give one or two more verses where they're curious and they're thinking about it, but they're not yet convinced. Or if they have questions about eternal security, they have questions about murder or suicide or big sins, or what if you don't ask for forgiveness? These are questions you obviously need to answer because they are directly related to what you're talking about. And so these are an indication that they're not quite ready to understand this and they might need a little bit more information. You don't want to make the mistake of a soul winner of just trying to get to the very end of your gospel presentation and just say, hey, you know what? I'm giving 15 minutes to this conversation no matter what. If they have questions, if they are unsure, you must stop to answer and address those questions. Show it to them from the Bible. And if they're unwilling to receive those words and they don't believe it, well, then you're going to end up needing to move on. But another thing I want to talk about in this video that's very important is not just questions directly about what we are talking about, but we should also answer questions that might not be exactly what we're talking about, but they still relate to the gospel in some way. So in the last video, I talked about questions to avoid. Like if someone brings up aliens or Donald Trump or, you know, foolish things that have nothing to do with the gospel, these are things that you can avoid, things like the end times. But sometimes people will bring up questions that relate to salvation, but it's not normally part of my gospel presentation. For example, somebody might say, well, you know, what if you stop believing? And see, when somebody makes a question, says something like, what if you stop believing? It's an indication that they don't seem to comprehend that you already have everlasting life, you're already born again, and the moment you put your faith in Jesus, you have that eternal life. It's an indication that when we're telling them it's by faith alone, they're kind of thinking, well, it's about having strong faith throughout your entire life. And so I don't normally bring up that question, what if you stop believing? But if they were to bring up something like that, then I'm going to take the time to answer that question and show them why. Hey, it's eternal life, and once you put your faith on Jesus Christ, the Spirit of truth is indwelling you. You're God's child forever. Or another example is what if they ask you something about, you know, homosexuals or pedophiles or something that would be related to what we know as the reprobate doctrine. Now, if you're watching this video and you don't know what I'm talking about the reprobate doctrine, you know what, I have a lot of sermons on psychopaths you can check out. It will help you understand this. But what I'm talking about are people with reprobates that have already lost their chance to be saved. Basically, they've become a child of the devil. They've been born into the devil's family, and they have no hope of being saved. Well, this is not a topic I bring up at the door. It's an important topic related to the Bible, but when I'm preaching the gospel, I don't want to spend an hour going on to every possible question that could possibly come up. But the truth is that many people have experienced some really terrible things in their life. Maybe they know of a family member who has been molested by some pedophile, or maybe that happened to them, and they might ask a question, because just inside of a normal person, you think of someone who's a pedophile as someone who's beyond hope. And actually, that's biblically accurate, because that's an indication that that person is a child of the devil. So in their mind, they're thinking, that person could never be forgiven. And so if somebody asks you a question related to that, then that is something that you should answer, because it does relate to salvation in some way. But I don't think that you need to spend your normal gospel presentation spending 5 minutes explaining the reprobate doctrine, when that's a complicated topic to explain to people, and it's something that people have been lied to about, so they're going to be very confused about it. If they bring it up, though, you need to address it. Or if somebody asks a question, well, what if you never hear the gospel, right? What if you're in some deep, dark jungle where you never get a chance to hear the gospel? When I'm preaching the gospel, I explain that everybody in the world must believe on Jesus, because only Jesus died for them. But they might ask a question that basically indicates they need more explanation to understand it. Or they might make a statement as you're explaining eternal security where they say something like, oh, so you're saying it doesn't even matter if we keep God's commandments. I can just go out and do whatever I want. Well, that's an indication they don't yet understand eternal security. Now, hopefully, as you're preaching the gospel, you're explaining that if you sin in this life as a saved person, you're going to reap what you sow. And I believe that's going to help people understand eternal security better. So we're not saying it's okay to commit sins. We're just saying that you will still be saved, and the punishment is in this life. In a later soul winning tip, I'll explain more in detail about that and how to address that and what to say. But sometimes somebody might bring up that question when we're talking about eternal security, and that's an indication that they do not quite get it. So when it comes to answering questions at the door, you're going to answer questions that are directly what you're talking about, but you also want to answer questions if they are related to the gospel in any way, but it's not something we normally address. Many questions might come up where it's not something we directly ask, but when they bring it up, it's an indication that could be a hindrance to them getting saved, so we must answer that question and not avoid it. It is not a foolish question if it relates to the gospel, because they must understand it in order to be saved. Anyways, thank you and God bless.